Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Another Monday, Ilana Europa, Accent On LA Talk Radio, Monday, 6 till 7 or 6 till 6:50 Pacific Time. Oh, so many years, but the years are passing by like one day. I just love my Mondays. Most people hate Mondays. I have so much testosterone in the studio, I don't know what to do.
I think
I need to start just introducing all of you, or you people introduce yourself, because I'm messing up everybody's name, and that's why I'm known for.
Well, I got you. I'm T. Schlow.
T. Schlow.
Rapper people. Out of L.A., California.
Remember, people, for the first time in a studio, live, I have with me rapper that whole world will fall in love with soon.
I'm flattered.
And I'm flattered. Yes, you know what? Like I say, I had the pleasure to listen to your music. I had the pleasure meet you in my home studio, and not only. Yeah. And you are for reason here.
Yeah.
I didn't wait for another 2-3 months, because I always say the good things need to happen now. I hate waiting for good things. Yes, that's why you need to be here. And very, very unusual name. Really sounds very, like I said, I will say if I hear your name, you must be a rapper. Can you tell us and spell your name and describe why this is your name?
Yeah, T. Schlow, I guess.
Mixture
I'll start, of? I'll start, Tyler Schlorf, I guess.
Yes, mama and daddy, we love your name, yes. Yeah, family name.
I guess if I'm going to put my government name out there. You know?
I think people will find out anyway. Then
they will.
Better.
They will.
People need to understand that you have a stage name, but also you are a Tyler.
Yeah, well, Tyler Schlorf, and it started as a nickname. You know, I was in middle school, and my friends would just always say, T. Schlow, you know.
Sure.
And
very cool.
Yeah, it worked, and then we started using it so people can search me, and I had a C in the name, and no one remembers to put the C. So then we just ended up dropping it, and so you spell it T-S-H-L-O. You can find me on Facebook and SoundCloud by that. Instagram and Twitter, New Class Kid, just how it sounds.
Love it. And now is the confusion, and we'll be spending a little time to describe people why people can find you under T. Schlow and under New Class. Mm-hmm. And also, when you go to your website link, which I posted on Accent On, and everything will be at night posted on LA Talk Radio and iTunes, and people can find you. But also, you have somebody very important in the studio with you too. Wonderful, wonderful people. Then maybe let's talk about your friend.
Well, I mean, I should let him introduce himself.
Yes,
he is
like
the New Class producer, and he's doing amazing work.
Yes, sir. My name is Daniel P.
That's so cool. Daniel.
Danny P.
Is what I go by.
Beautiful. I am like I say, Ilona Europa. Nobody remember me under Ilona. Then I add Europa. People remember me under Europa because it's easier than remember Ilona. But then when they write, you know, it's just whatever works. And that's a very cool, short name also. You both are working for like how many years?
10 years now. I'm going on with writing.
Wow. And they are barely 20 in 20s, people. Then we will be talking about this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful friendship that they have. And because you know what? You work with people who you love. You create with people who you love. And I believe in that. And when you have these wave files going back and forth and energy and just past and something that they for years like about each other, this is like all mixture for the success. I really, yeah. really believe. Okay.
He's all right. He's all right.
Yeah, he's all right. I think so. I really say they are gorgeous. We have three amazing looking young gentlemen in the studio.
Hey.
And
thank you.
This is so important on a stage. You know, I'm not saying that, this helps. I just say this helps.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt, hey. That's for sure.
And the smiles. I love it. I love to smile too much. But
hey, well, we love that you had us out here. And we very much appreciate the fact that you had us here. I mean, like I told you earlier, this is our first time being on a radio station.
And I'm so happy that this is my show.
Honored.
Because this is the beginning. We'll be working together, and so much planning already is going on, but I know people will fall in love with the music and with, of course, way how you go about with
goal.
Your words, because the rap, this is a very, very big art, and we all love rappers. Now we have one more gentleman in the studio.
Drum
who
roll,
is he? Who are you?
This will make it easy. We got another Daniel. We got Daniel Calvin. I'm the manager of the group, and I make sure these young guys are doing work, making money, and going up in the music industry.
So
we're rolling.
My gosh, what is your connection with?
We're a family. We're a big family.
Can I say who is your brother or
both of these guys? Right here. Both of these guys, brothers. T. Schlow is the biological brother.
Beautiful.
But obviously, been around forever. So
Then maybe I need to say to people that both of you know each other. Three of you probably from kindergarten.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
basically. Yeah.
Then we have a long time to go to start, rewind the live and start how all of this happened.
Yeah.
But I think we are talking about musicians. We are talking about songs. Then I think, is this the best time to play something right away?
All right, right on. Well, here is a song called California Dreamin' off my EP. You guessed it, called California Dreamin'.
Oh, I'm dreaming in California. But this one is very special dream. Okay.
Dreaming to live in all the exclusive.
Never get out, never get stuck in a Cali. We'll hold you down, angel and demon. Heaven is bleeding, the message read in my dreams.
California dreaming.
Never get out, never get stuck in the Hollywood life that we live in. It's infinite, nothing you say could ever take away from my dream. Even when I've been with dreaming, she here and she tell me she never gon' go. Take me to places I've been to forever with her, it's just like I don't know. Even when I've been with dreaming, she here and she tell me she never gon' go. Take me to places I've been to forever with her, it's just like I don't know.
And I've been in it. Get a census that resonates with the world. The melody, my apprentice. Live by the flow like Memphis and work and changing the odds. Cause nowadays chasing dreams is kinda like chasing gods. You know what you believe in, can't expect them to see it. California city of angels fighting these demons. Everybody working the angle, I'm working, eating, balling on a budget. Funny how I feel undefeated. In the cut like running, running. Thank God that bass is bumping. In the club we going wild. Oh shit, are we in public? Not thinking nothing of it. We see the bigger picture. They're thinking all we do is smoking weed and drinking liquor.
Never get out, never get stuck in a Cali. We'll hold you down, angel and demon. Heaven is bleeding, the message read in my dreams. Never get out, never get stuck in the Hollywood life that we live in. It's infinite, nothing you say could ever take away from my dream.
California dream.
Even when I've been with dreaming, she here and she tell me she never gon' go. Take me to places I've been to forever with her, it's just like I don't know. Even when I've been here dreaming, she here and she tell me she never gon' go. Take me to places I've been to forever with her, it's just like I don't know.
To the last moment, we cannot stop perfect song from
California
this.
Dreaming.
This is a beautiful song. We want to
Thank
find
you.
Out more about this one. Okay, how did you? How this all happened?
Do you
remember
you know,
this
honestly,
moment when you wrote first yeah. lyrics, then backing track or backing track?
Yeah,
and then lyrics?
You know what we did with this one is we were working with this kid at the time, Freddie Jones. He's probably out there somewhere in Santa Monica in a cave or something.
Hi,
we don't know where you are. I don't think you can listen to this right now, but Freddie, you the man. We were sitting in my garage and the kid plays guitar like, you know, no one I've ever heard in person. And, you know, he has an incredible voice. And we were sitting there, you know, and Daniel had this melody that he started on the piano and we really mm-hmm. liked it, you know. And then usually the beat making process I'll be part of for a good, you know, 5 minutes until I hear the melody yeah. and then I'm in the writing zone. You know, you can talk to me, I won't answer. You know, I'm in the zone. He went then with Taylor and had him play bass guitar on it, had played drums, this and that, and we ended up with such an organic sounding mixed song because, you know, if you listen to it, there's acoustic guitar in that, yep. electric guitar, woodblock, everything, you know, yeah. you name it.
And style.
It went from playing the acoustic guitar to drumming on the guitar, and then just we started getting crazy sounds, and then it started just developing a whole song behind
yeah,
it was a
very natural process the whole time. We all were just feeling it, you know, and we just went with the flow and we didn't even question it.
I really, really hope people love this style because I see some elegance
yeah.
in that.
I
know we'll be talking a little bit more what you really want to, what type of message you want to send uh-huh. To people who are listening. Uh-huh. I know that you want to reach hearts of people who are younger and uh-huh. older. Doesn't uh-huh. matter because if music is great, mm-hmm. we all love to listen.
100%.
To, yes, then mm-hmm. Is something to be said that maybe you can break some, all of three of you, break some barriers. And I want to also tell our listeners that our next step is you all are singers. We will be working, of course, on developing songs because all of mm-hmm. you have ideas and this is just a matter of time. You know,
completely.
And you all have your own specific sound and voices are great. Everybody knows I'm developing a lot of talents, and they have a beautiful gift that to add it to what
She's
the next songs
up.
Will be. Yeah, it's true, you know, because we always say, oh, I need to maybe learn, I need to do more, I need to. No, time is now. You yeah. all are too professional to just worry about certain things. Okay,
thank you.
Now.
Yeah.
I love this song. Let's come back to 20 years ago when all this happened. We have 30 more minutes and we yeah. can 40. We can talk and talk and talk. Yeah, we're supposed to have one more guest who maybe will appear or not, but she's a lawyer. She's very, very busy. And now she's in Pasadena with the DA office. Whatever. And could be that she just cannot make it, but
yeah.
doesn't really matter. Natalie, we love you and we'll see. But for right now, we have so much fun.
We have a new class takeover going on right now. I mean, who knows what's going to happen in the near future, but right now I know new class is in the building. We taking over. What's up, LA?
What's up, LA? Yes. Okay, no, we said 20 years ago, but you mentioned right away the new class. I don't want to confuse people, but we need to make a statement.
True.
We have three people right now that mm-hmm. we would need to promote. We have a website that has another name. We have three stars. In a way, manager is a very important star. I know. I was married to one, and for many, many days, he always said, hey, without me, you'll be nothing. And I always say, no, without me, you'll be nothing. It's always that, you know, confusion. What is first, egg or chicken or chicken or egg? Who is the most important? But fact is, one cannot live
without the other.
They're really, I was joking about what I said before, but
no, but completely. The contrast is what's needed.
Yes, and you really need to work together because mm-hmm. certain part of business need to be taken away from mm-hmm. artists, and
yeah.
somebody needs to have the vision, mm-hmm. and that's where manager is coming. Lovely. 20 years ago. Let's start from that. Then we'll come back. Why new class? Okay. And why everybody really is a part of this great name and great name for the website.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. 20 years ago, preschool. What a preschool it was.
I was 2 years old. I was growing up in a household where my mom is Israeli, from Israel. And my dad,
you
know,
Mama. Hi, Daddy.
Yeah. They're listening. They're listening.
Oh, my God.
What's up, Mom? How you doing? So she, you know, she's Israeli and Jewish, and my dad was Christian, you know, and has a German background. So I was grown up, you know,
confused. With,
yeah, exactly. And going into two different places, preschools. I went to two different ones, for example.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love your parents. Oh my God. They gave you both words and say, choose it when you are older. Your problem.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. And, you know, I still stay neutral to a point, but, yeah. You know, who knows?
But the food is so good in both religions. And, you know, take it from whatever you can get. At the presents, in the holidays, double.
Christmas and Hanukkah, double up every time.
Oh, I love it.
I kind of outed myself right now, though. They're kind of going to know, cut back on my presents. But
no, they will never. They will never. Yeah, and soon you will be giving them lots of presents.
True, right?
Yeah, I will be counting money. And then you said preschool. You had two of them. Where? Did you meet?
Where did we meet?
That was kindergarten.
Yeah, that was a little bit after. just a year later.
When I was older, I was three. One day I was looking.
It took me two times through kindergarten, actually.
Lovely.
We're on the radio right now. I maybe it's shouldn't
okay.
say
that's
no,
okay.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But no, you know, we met. We went to Sumac Elementary School.
Yeah.
And he lived in Agora, I lived in Agora, and, you know, we just, our friendship progressed over the years, and music was something that really didn't come around until
high school.
Until high school, until sports was kind of out of my life, because, you know, I know, aside from the pretty boy looks, me and this kid and this kid are athletes, you know?
Yes, absolutely. The lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's a different lifestyle, and it's so beautifully clean. I have checked all of you, not yours, but a little bit, because it's very important what we put out on a Facebook, is that also when you try to be public person, people will be looking at you, what you do, what you eat, how you look, who is you are surrounded with.
Uh-huh.
From this moment on, all of you have responsibilities to be who you think you want people to know you by.
Right. Uh-huh.
Then it's very, very important. And yes, the body image is very important. You are really all great looking people, and we'll be maybe doing one of the shows, how to become one of you, and you can give us, and me too, some advice, how to lose some pounds or whatever we'll do. It's just everything is lovely and it's part of your life. Then you said 3, 4 when you both met with Danny.
How old were we?
I think it was like four or five.
Four or five.
It wasn't like a likability from the moment when you both met, or you were hitting each other?
It was love at first sight.
Oh, no. you.
Take it easy. Take it.
We're live right now. Honestly, it was, we had the same mutual friends, and we've always had, you know, a similar personality, you know, and I mean, argue at times, like we're both lawyers and all that stuff, you know, and won't stop. But at the same time, like, that goes back to the class, you know, a way that our group of friends were growing up. We were different than what we thought was cool. You know, we were doing something that we felt is the way things should be, and didn't care how people viewed us. You know what I mean? And that's, you know, we'll get later into more of new class and what I really mean by it. But, you know, that's how I feel like we, our group of friends, resonated with each other, you know?
That's why on your website we have so
the backs
many
of five gentlemen.
But that's beautiful description. This is your first interview, and hopefully will be thousands more
one
from this moment on.
One of many.
But we need to explain because people will be looking to your website, and we have a group of people, and you call this new class, new generation, new something, new message.
And
what is this? Yes,
okay,
again.
So why it ties into it? New class is something that we started when I was a sophomore in high school. Danny was what, senior?
Yeah.
Something like that. And, you know, what it became is, we live in a society today where people, you know, put things up on pedestals and whatnot that are just super materialistic, you know, and super just what's in front of, you know, the scene, not what's behind it. And so when it comes to class, you know, or it comes to being a person that tries hard, you know, it was like a thing in high school, like it's almost cool to not try. You seem cooler for not trying, you know what I mean? And we thought there needs to be someone that comes around and really shows that it's it's not okay to be that classy person anymore. You can be classy and still be cool. Yep. You could be that person and not be corny. You know what I mean? And society has grown to make that person corny. And it's like, why? You know, because we could have people that are so influential and so important to society when these little kids are driving to school, you know, and this and that. Legible words and things that can actually create positivity and inspire, you know, rather than things that are just another generic thing to be on the radio, to sell out another record.
And, you know, of course, I'm a parent that, and I have two beautiful daughters. They both are really successful. Mm-hmm. And to me, you're right. Mm-hmm. To being the best that you can be in whatever your dream asks you to you know, work hard for. This is supposed to be goal for everybody.
Yeah.
Whatever the goal is, doesn't matter. You can be the best salesperson, the best, yeah, the best. But, you know, yes, you need to have the class is many different, yeah, way to describe the word class, because, yeah, it's not only appearance, it's what you have inside, way how you present yourself, what you put in the universe, you know.
Exactly.
I love, of course, it doesn't come from me, because I said I'm a parent and I would love to speak your language, what you are saying, uh-huh, but it's expected of parents to speak this way.
Yeah.
But it's, like you say, was not too cool maybe a few years ago to be this,
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
I think I hope people are getting closer to what you dreamed and
wanted.
Yeah,
people want the classiness now.
They, yes, do.
They're done, honestly, with the old stuff.
You know, people are getting sick of it. You know, people, and especially, it's something that in LA, you know, you can see a lot, especially like my dad's from Minnesota, you know, my mom's from Israel. You go to Israel, you feel love like you've never felt. Yes. You go to Minnesota, you feel love like you never felt. You can come to LA and feel some coldness at times.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I feel even LA in the past couple years has warmed up a little bit. You know what
Wonderful.
I mean?
Wonderful. That's a hope. That's, yeah, a hope. And you have, all three of you, a lot of weight on your shoulder, because if that's the message, the message needs to be clear and,
yeah,
of course, shown in the music and how all of you are looking and what will be the next, because the brand.
Well, that's what I wanted to get back to is, I know it does get confusing because I'm T. Schlo. You know, we have Danny P. We have the manager. We have so many people part of it. But that's why we mostly go by New Class, because I'm the music face of it, you know, and he's part of the music face of it. But every single person that, you know, can resonate with the music and feel like they're a part of it is New Class. You know what I mean? And so
this is like movement.
It is a movement. That's exactly what it is. It's the classy living movement. And, you know, people got to get with it, or
how we cannot fall in love with them.
You know, get with it.
Get with it. There's no second option. You're getting with it, or you fool me once. You can't get fooled twice.
Yes, and we do not have a choice. Everybody who listens to the radio, we know we don't have a choice. The life needs to be better, what we already have or we had. Something needs to be improved. And you know what? The best way is to look at young people who just recognize the time is now. And three of you, you are changing day at a time, and music at a time, note at a time, beat at a time.
Yeah.
Whatever the next brand will be that will be included in New Class movement as perfection. I love it. I wanted to play next song, which will be playing Life. This is
Life.
The title. And From Dream to Life is just beautiful jump when it comes to title.
Uh-huh.
But I want to keep this people, you know, a little wonder what is the next song. And I promise we'll play much, much more today as a hot interview and unexpected for me. I'm loving every moment of it.
But
I will play something between. Do I have what I ask some to play? They didn't say my beautiful. Oh, doesn't matter. We have a lot of different songs. Let's maybe. Oh, come on. Okay. Ilona loves dance music. I'm talking about myself. People know. It's my show. I play my music from time to time.
I love it.
And God, thank you. People like it. And then now I'm thinking, need to be something funny. Do I need to maybe do my daughter? Okay. Rock.
That's something to say. Natasha. It hasn't been brought up yet. She has an incredible voice.
She won. We play Natasha.
Yes.
Natasha.
I love it.
My heart that I couldn't save. I've tried, but of lost all my control. In the shadows, the fear that runs through my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried, but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me, but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you could leave me, and in the end there's nothing left to say? Tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, 'cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Leave me, oh, love me the way I am.
The way I am, the way I am.
Love me the way I am.
The way I am, the way I am. Couldn't love me the way I am. I told you that one day you'd have to be brave. Shelter your heart that I couldn't save. You tried, but somehow still can't let go. Over your mind and drives you insane. You try, but somehow still lost control. Yeah,
you said you loved me, but then you left me, and in the end you took it all away. How could you love me if you could leave me?
My gosh, Natasha, Mira, and Kid Genius.
Amazing.
He's a genius. He's a great producer, great singer, great pianist, and he works with me already on a few tracks from a few of my great talents that I'm developing, and we will be working together. Kid, hello. Of course, cannot wait to put everybody on some track.
It's exciting. Super exciting. I'm excited for, you know, all of it.
Yes, me too. Really, it's very important. It's so much to give to people, and we all are really working very hard on music. This is serious business for us. It's not a one-day hiccup.
Uh-huh.
Today I want to be this, tomorrow I want to be that.
Yeah.
This is devotion. This is something that hopefully is a gift that we need to share. And like, our goal is that everybody will love what we do.
You heard it here, LA. Get ready.
And the world, because LA Talk Radio is heard all around the world also.
Yeah.
And even when it's LA Talk Radio, it's number one.
They're going to be like,
talk radio.
Who is Tishlo? Who is this kid?
Everybody.
See what he looks like.
Let's give one more time website link.
Newclass.la. You're already in LA. You can remember it. Come on.
Very new easy to remember. LA. Wonderful. Okay, come on. We were starting about from Ilona. Then you know nothing about me, really. And very little
about me.
Saying I don't want to talk because this is not enough of hours in a day to listen to Ilona. My life is really filled with crazy stuff. But I love every moment. But okay, I want to play something because I started to dreaming in America later in life. And I thought I have no right to dream because of my age. You know, in Europe, hey, I got my own life. Very successful here. I always dream very, very big, and nobody can stop me. Yeah. Some people call me pusher, but I push myself. I don't push for sake of pushing. I really, really live the push.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
A child need to be born, you know,
it's
push
amazing.
One more time.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people that I'm working with, they see that. DJs all around the world, producers, very big producers, you know. And I was mentioning Josh Harris, who really works with Madonna, Seal, and Kelly Clarkson, and Alanis Morissette. He this whole album for me, and we have a few hits on a dance floor, really, really good. Hey. Dan Solovitz, who practically half of the bestest commercial on TV, this is his production, and I'm like number one from the biggest, from Porsches, from Adidas, from this. This is the guy that I'm working with. Hey. We all are somewhere with Serbia, Croatia, with Moscow. I'm working so many people all around the world, and they don't ask about anything except, do they like it? They're like, cool, you know, we are working. And one of those amazing, you know, Eternal Keys, very, very cool song for me. And yeah, it's done by Club Jumpers from UK. And they are big at UK. And I send them my track and boom, you know, Eternal Keys. this song made me tired.
That was fire.
Yeah.
What?
That's like 12 at night, you know, on the dance floor. You just are killing. Yeah, I had the pleasure to sing on so many, many, many big clubs. And I'm telling you, DJs don't let you sing on a set if they are sure that people will be dancing, because mm-hmm. nothing worse than break DJ set who you know, fire up people to whatever level he wants, and now singer is coming and everything is going down. Then, obviously, UK.
Let me tell you, I'd be getting buck to that song if I heard it playing.
I know.
What do you mean getting? You were right now.
I know.
You should have seen me in this radio station right now. I was dancing on the table.
It's
about
a good
to get
song.
Kicked out of here.
I know. It's a great, it's great producer, great song. And
yeah, really good production.
And I'm proud of the production. It's amazing and obvious.
The singer on it was incredible. Who was that?
That was the Happy Ilona. But I have a lot of sad songs, but not today. Next time when we'll be having all of you, we'll be playing something very, very sad.
That's what everyone tells me too. They're like, where's the happy songs? You're always angry. Why are you that mad white guy?
But your mad is not angry mad. Your mad is like you
aggression.
Won't get through people and say, hey,
exactly,
shake them and say, listen.
Passion, exactly.
Yeah,
in your eyes, I mentioned, you know, when we met first time, you have possessed eyes. You got something in your eyes. And in the moment when you really are rapping, it's just truth is in your eyes, and that's eyes is a soul. And I was very, very impressed when I met all of you.
I mean, coming from such an accomplished, you know, musician as yourself and vocalist, I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, before we'll play Life, tell us something about Life.
Like life, or like the
whatever
song
you
life.
Want, because you call the song Life. That's a very important title.
Yeah, honestly, I actually
named that one.
he had named that song, but it was funny because I was on a day that I had looked back. I had put the only music video I have released right now, and I have a lot in the works. LA, don't think I'm holding out, but I'm making it perfect. But I have one video out on YouTube, you know, and I just put it out as like, you know, so people can see what I'm up to lately because it's been so long. And I checked it and there was just this one comment. This guy took time to just word out something that put me. this guy, he made a great comment letting me know exactly how he felt about me. And it wasn't positive.
That's okay. That's
no,
okay.
But it was...
You made him
it
to
was,
write to you.
Exactly.
Or write comment. You already
no, for sure.
hit his nerve. That's very important.
Yeah. No, and it was there was a couple points that he was pretty witty with it. I laughed at myself a couple times. You know, type thing. So shout out to whoever that was. And then Daniel hit me with that beat. And I kind of, you know, just was able to... of course resonate with the name because it's so life, you know, come on, but just to go into something, you know, I feel that way in the music industry that there's, you know, there's these people that are just sitting on the sidelines or whatever, and they'll speculate on someone that's been putting 10 years or someone that's put their whole life into it and stuff, and it's really like, what do they know? You know, who are they to say?
They know nothing.
So life, I tried going for something different, I'm trying to make songs now, I'm trying to do more singing, and I'm trying to make, you know, music rather than just rap songs, so hope you guys like it, let me know what you think.
Okay, gosh, people, is it time to listen to Life? I don't think so, we still have 10 minutes, but we have something to talk about, but I think it's time for the music. Let's play Life. Oof.
Why you trying to be the one that everybody know what's going on with you? I know what's going wrong, it's gonna show. They looking down upon it, we ain't talking no more. And that was me, but what they know about it, I would drop them if I didn't leave. Dealing with these demons, she just dealing with some crease. What you think about it, I just feel it's how it's supposed to be. They gon' diss me to hit you, might try to get digits with you. My issues, your tissues, how far that money gon' get you? I know I might have made some bad decisions when fucking with you. What you hate me for, you made them too, you so superficial. They gon' diss me to hit you, might try to get digits with you. My issues, your tissues. How far that money gon' get you? I know I might have made some bad decisions when fucking with you. What you hate me for? You made them too. You so superficial. They gon' diss me, then hit you. Might try to get digits with you. My issues, your tissues. How far that money gon' get you? I know I might have made some bad decisions when fucking with you. What you hate me for? You made them too. You so superficial. Life around me, hype around me. Don't need you, get up, I'm outie. None of you really know a thing about me. Got a few people that are talking about me as if my face been on a bounty. Young boy known all around the county. At times that's why they ain't found me. Still don't know I'm a pro and I get it mo. Looking at the scope, getting gold while I'm making gold. And that shit is cold and she know I've been getting so. Still won't let me go. Let it go, let it go. Let it go. They gon' diss me, then hit you. My try to get digits with you. My issues, your tissues. How far that money gon' get you? I know I might have made some bad decisions when fucking with you. What you hate me for? You made them too. You so superficial. They gon' diss me, then hit you. Might try to get digits with you. My issues, your tissues. How far that money gon' get you? I know I might have made some bad decisions when fucking with you. What you hate me for? You made them too. You so superficial.
Again, amazing. Amazing.
Hey.
You have so easy way with words. just they flow beautifully, rhythmically, so run, almost like merry-go-round. It's just beautiful and keeps you in the mood. You got a great tonality in your voice. It's just,
oh, thank you.
And you are you. You know, somebody said, you know, when you are successful and when you feel in power, not when you go to the room full of people and you are comparing yourself with them, you know. No, when you come and say, no, it's me, it's only me, and I have nobody to compare, that's your strength, you know. Then I think artists also always are looking for the, am I the one, not am I one of somebody's. And I cannot explain to all people that I'm working with in the beginning, I'm saying, stop comparing yourself. Don't be who you teach from, learn from them, you listen to everything, you grab everything what makes you happy when you listen to somebody else's art. But no, from moment when this is something yours, you need to be only one, you, uncomparable
completely
to anything, you know. Then I think with rap world, in a way, the voice separates rappers from rappers. They're easy recognizable because of the color of the voice, the way how you do. But music, because you both are so intertwined together, the style, your rap and your backing tracks and your production is something that you both are creating and is unique and is really special, elegant. I'm saying,
well, thank you.
Elegant,
thank
melodical you. Rap with great pure backing tracks. I call this backing tracks because obviously that's all what we do, always trying to learn, you know, in the backing. But it's something, it's your backing track to your life, to your life.
Exactly.
You know? And if it doesn't work right away, what who you are right now will never be the right life. It's,
exactly.
It's a beautiful, beautiful, great song.
Thank you.
Great
thank
song.
You. Appreciate
and I, Daniel, yes, I hear you know everything what comes out from your brother's mouth.
Yeah, I know all the lyrics. I'm usually, before I got into managing, you know, we got into the music together and I had got him like freestyling. I'd always turn on tracks and we'd be like, hey, rap something right now.
Yeah, we were all freestyling.
And he would be like, I don't know. And we just kept pushing him, pushing him, pushing him. And then he started, you know, freestyling more than all of us. And
once
then
he let it go,
developed and...
Tell me, we
would be performing together, so I would be his hype man. So
okay, you can be manager, but if you have artists in you and seems like you cannot kill that for the sake of being only businessman.
That's the thing. That's absolutely true. But to me, I look at, you know, who's going to fill my role as the business person. To me, it's like I do a little bit of the music and I make sure we're handled business-wise. And if somebody else comes in that can do what I can do business-wise, then, you know, we'll do more in the music. But until somebody can represent us better than I can, then...
Love it. Everything
we
all say.
It's going to be a long road, I guess.
No, you see what yesterday and today is so big.
No,
don't say like that. We never know. That's what makes
No, I mean for him, because... I consider him one of the best business people I know. So if he's trying to look for someone better than him, you know, don't hold your breath, because this man right here.
Okay, now I need to now say, is this something that you are studying, something that you are passionate about? Why business side excites you? Mostly people
know.
I think
it's more the creativity for me. I've always been around business. I've always tried to make my own companies, whether it be, you know, clothing or any type of cool product. I see glasses, I'm like, hey, I'm going to order these glasses, throw my logo on it, and I'm going to make a glasses company. You know, so it's like little stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then we've always, anything we've been into, music is now, we turn that into our business. You know, so anything we like and we're on, we just grasp it and we take it on to do 100% of it. You know, we don't like working for other people.
You are right, because if you spend so much time and so much of your life, mm-hmm. not as a hobby, as a profession, need to bring money, and you really need to keep close to your pocket or heart or whatever. Guys, listeners, LA Talk Radio, Accent on, Ilona Europa, really brings you, I think, some amazing trio here. Really, really amazing trio. We have great, great thinkers, young people who have a music, have an idea what they want us to listen to. They work hard, but they don't really care how hard they work, because that's the fun of the being a musician. Yeah. And but the business part of it, like we hear, is a big part of it. This is a business, music, business.
Exactly.
You know, and we need to treat this part as a business.
Yeah,
that's a lifestyle, and business need to bring in money. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, when people fall in love with the music, the rest will come easier, because all of you are ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then one more time, if I may introduce all of you by their own words. We are talking today to rapper, producer, soon singer also, and of course, songwriter.
Yep.
And your name is?
T. Shlo. T-S-H-L-O.
Beautiful. And to your very, very good friend for like 20 years. They know each other. This is really friendship that is started in kindergarten. How wonderful it is. They still like each other. And obviously, they forever they will be this way. Yeah, you better. Nothing is so cute. But, and your name is?
Danny P.
And Danny, you are taking care of the production.
Production,
you are engineer in the studio. You are creating beats.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's what need to be added also.
Yeah.
And you are also
DJ.
A DJ. That's wonderful. Yeah.
That's in the works.
Yes, and we discovered that the singing is something that you would like to do. And composing maybe more songs also.
Yeah.
Because, both of you are thinking forward, you know.
Exactly.
What is the next... okay, and I liked it. Music need to be,
we all really try to push each other in all aspects of life, you know.
I know you are studying a piano right now. I know that your using of samples are just exquisite, and your knowledge when it comes to electronica music is fine, and everybody knows that Ilona and electronica, boom, that's
kills
one
me.
For so many years. Then I really love electronica. Everybody goes to loop libraries and Sony Pictures loop libraries. My one is there for many, many years. It's like really well sold still. But that's what I was learning, the music in America, towards loop libraries, listening to DJs, how they create the music. And because, like I said, I wasn't the youngest one, I thought that my success could be recognized in America by being part of electronica and DJ world dance music, which is ageless. Then if it's good song, people want to dance, they don't care. They dance, you know. And I was smart. I just sneak to the DJ's ears by just writing the music that they like to remix, and thousands of remixes, you know, in a remix contest. Then everybody has their own angle, what I'm saying, in life. And now it's completely different. Life is completely different. But today, again, one more time, we are talking to New Class.
Yep.
And Representation Trio is here. We have a manager, and your name is...
Daniel Calvin.
And Devin. Oh, you have a great Daniel Calvin. How hot the name is for manager. Everybody will remember you. Soon we'll be listening also to you rapping and singing. The 25% of you need to be included in some production, because it's not fair.
Yeah.
Money's good, but, you know, soul need to be there. Then I think I would love to finish this show playing a little bit of Life one more time.
Hey.
I want people to remember.
I love
this song. Okay, the newest one, and obviously we'll be bringing guys back over and over.
We hope so.
I can't
hope so.
You have the biggest fan right now. LA Talk Radio, Accent on Ilona Europa. and life.
LA class, let's go. I love it.
Know what team you're playing for. Why you trying to be the one that everybody know what's going on with you? I know what's going wrong is gonna show. They looking down upon it. We ain't talking no more. And that was me. But what they know about it, I would drop them if I didn't leave. Dealing with these demons, she just dealing with some crease. What you think about it, I just feel it's how it's supposed to be. They gon' diss me to hit you, might try to get digits with you. My issues, your tissues, how far that money gon' get you? I know I might've made some bad decisions when fucking with you. What you hate me for, you made them too, you so superficial. They gon' diss me to hit you, might try to get digits with you. My issues, your tissues, how far that money gon' get you? I know I might've made some bad decisions when fucking with you. What you hate me for, you made them too, you so superficial. They gon' diss me to hit you, might try to get digits with you. My issues, your tissues, how far that money gon' get you? I know I might've made some bad decisions when fucking with you. What you hate me for, you made them too, you so superficial. Life around me, hype around me, don't need you, get up, I'm outie. None of you really know a thing about me. Got a few people that are talking about me, as if my face been on a bounty. Young boy known all around the county, at times that's why they ain't found me. Still don't know, I'm a pro and I get it mo. Looking at the scope, getting gold while I'm making gold. And that shit is cold and she know I've been getting so. Still won't let me go, let it go, let it go, let it go. They gon' diss me, then hit you, my try to get digits with you. My issues, your tissues, how far that money gon' get you? I know I might've made some bad decisions when fucking with you. What you hate me for, you made them too, you so superficial. They gon' diss me, then hit you, might try to get digits with you. My issues, your tissues, how far that money gon' get you? I know I might've made some bad decisions when fucking with you. What you hate me for, you made them too, you so superficial.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.